This is Trish Doherty with the Center for Total Health blog. This recording is the first in a series of four podcasts featuring a conversation between Todd Park, Chief Technology Officer for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and Philip Fasano, Executive Vice President and Chief Information Officer for Kaiser Permanente. The topic, technology as a tool in the advancement of health. In this segment, Todd and Phil discuss how the convergence of clinical technology, information technology, and change in incentives make this an exciting time for health innovators.
Why does technology matter in healthcare?
It's interesting because I actually, although I'm Chief Technology Officer of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I actually don't think that technology by itself is really the answer to anything. And so I think the mistake that a lot of people make when applying technology to health and healthcare is that the solution to anything in healthcare is really technology-driven. I actually don't believe that that's true. I think that technology is an important enabler of change, an important enabler of health and well-being. If you ally it with the right knowledge and the right processes and put it in the hands of the right people, you know, whether it be a consumer, a patient, a doctor, a employer, a community leader, all of whom can make decisions that impact total health for the better, for themselves or for their constituencies. So I see technology as really just a tool that has to be allied with other tools in order to make health and healthcare better. But I think it actually can have a dramatic contribution to the overall solution.
I'm going to expand on that just a little bit.
Yeah.
If I think about both clinical and information technology in healthcare, and as they're starting to come together, I guess the question that comes to mind is when I think about both of those and then the potential for the industry to really leverage those to transform itself, both for the better, for patient outcomes, for the better in terms of quality and service and ultimately the potential affordability of healthcare.
Yes.
What are your thoughts as both clinical and information technology are converging?
Yeah.
How the industry might best benefit from those?
Well, I think that there's never been a better time to be a healthcare innovator than right now. I think that's due to several factors. You know, one is it's amazing advances in both clinical technology and in information technology that make things possible today that would have been unthinkable even 5 years ago. And if you actually combine that with a couple of other trends, you begin to get very excited about this moment in American history. One of these other trends is a change in incentives, where the American healthcare system is beginning to move down the path toward paying not just for volume of services, but paying for quality and paying for health, right? So historically, as you know, the American healthcare system has really paid for services on a fee-for-service basis, right? Paid for volume of services, so paid per visit to the doctor, paid per surgery, paid per hospital admission. And so our system delivers escalating volumes of services. That's what it's paid to do. But there haven't been commensurate jumps in quality, in patient outcomes, in health. And so one of the very, very exciting things that's happening now is private insurers and public insurers like Medicare, as directed by the Affordable Care Act, insurers really moving toward pay for quality, pay for health, which I think then in turn really builds business cases for the adoption of clinical and information technology that can advance quality and health in significant ways. And then another enabling trend, actually, to get even more excited is information liberation, right? The whole idea that a patient's medical record should be liquid, should be electronic, and should be able to move wherever the patient needs for it to go. And that's actually really happening at an accelerated pace across the country. There's more and more information being published from a variety of sources that makes marketplaces in healthcare more transparent, enables consumers to make better decisions. And folks like the federal government and other folks across the private sector are beginning to take more and more of their data and publishing it for free for anyone to actually utilize. So scientific databases, consumer product information, provider quality, et cetera. And so you're seeing a rising tide of information of all kinds that combined with clinical and information technology that's been rapidly advancing and under the auspices of a new incentive structure that really rewards health and quality, I think this all collectively comprises rocket fuel for innovation. And I think that the healthcare system right now is positioned to make more dramatic advances in quality and health and affordability than we've seen for decades prior.